We have Alec in this morning talking about cool things, I must say. Alec, good morning. Welcome back.
Morning, Brigitte. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. Last week, we were talking about the fact that we are bodybuilders of our body. And this week, we're going to follow on that and talk about how to treat your body. And I know you've recapped it in four different ways. You can reject your body. You can neglect your body. You can perfect it or you can protect it. So let's start with rejecting your body.
Yeah, I think it's important that we realize that, you know, we're responsible for looking after our body. And if we start with the first one, the scriptural verse that I want to refer us to there is just getting an understanding from Psalms as to who you are and that you are unique and that you should embrace that. Your hands have made me, cunningly fashioned me and established me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. And that's a good base for you in the Word to realize that you are wonderfully and marvelously created for a purpose.
The next one is neglect it. And it's so easy to neglect your body without even realizing that you're even doing so.
Yeah, you know, all you have to do is do nothing. You know, so the idea is that you must not take your health and your wellness for granted. You need to be an active participant in it. And there's a great verse for us in Romans 12, verse 1, which says, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and I beg of you, in the view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as living sacrifices, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your responsible, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. You can't really get much clearer than that. So, you know, that is really telling us straight, don't take your body for granted and don't neglect it.
And it's also another way for us to honor God. If our bodies are a temple of the Lord, it's for us to make sure that our bodies are the way in order for God to live and dwell in us.
Yes.
And it's just a way of us also honoring God in another sense.
Absolutely. And then the opposite extreme is people who try to perfect their bodies, and they often resort to shortcuts to try and do that. So we're talking about all the cosmetic surgeries and the steroid abuse and use, and just really trying to, you know, they are very narcissistically trying to build an image through their bodies and glorify themselves through it, which is not what we call to do. So your body is there for you to glorify God and to serve others. And there we in Psalm 127 verse 2, it says, it is in vain for you to rise up early and take rest late, to eat the bread of anxious toil, for he gives blessings to his beloved in sleep. So you need to, you know, embrace productive rest, and you need to realize that you're not trying to earn your acceptance from the Father, that you've been saved by grace, and nothing that we do can actually make us more acceptable in his eyes.
Also think of that scripture that we've been fearfully and wonderfully made. And when we go on the other extreme of looking after your body or seeing that you are from a perfecting of it, it's also taking away from the fact that God loves you for the way he made you.
Yeah, and I think from that side, like in all things, there's balance. So I'm the first person to tell you to get up early to get your workout in and to train and to put the care that you need to into your body. But there's a balance between that and getting to the point where it becomes an idol in your life. And we need to realize that, you know, the best way for us to honor and glorify and serve the Lord and others is in a healthy, strong body. So we need to take care of ourselves and our nutrition and our exercise, and we need to ground that in the Word, so that we can keep our perspective with an eternal focus.
I think also, Alec, that also comes into the question of at what expense are you doing this? For example, if you are getting up early to go exercise, amazing. But if you are a parent and you actually need to be spending that time with your children in the morning to get them ready for school and take them to school, are you putting your exercise ahead of family? Are you putting exercise ahead of your spouse? Are you putting exercise ahead of time where you could be using it for a more productive and more meaningful way?
Yeah, there's always that balance, and it's a tricky one, because like we've said before, you know, when you're in the airplane and that oxygen mask drops, they tell you put it on yourself first before you look after others. So it that principle very much applies. If you don't have good health, then you're not in a good position to nurture, love, care others. So you need to love and look after yourself. But obviously, if you've got obligations between 7 and 8 in the morning to get your kids ready for school, that's not the best time of day to go and try and get in a workout. So you need to figure it out for yourself, and you've got to work out where and how to fit in the self-care that you need in order to be in great shape to prosper and enjoy and have your life to the max.
Alec, I'm really having a chuckle because our Iron Man listeners over here are saying, you guys have no idea what it means to train for a full Iron Man, even a 70.3, where they have to do two training sessions, one in early morning, other in the evenings. And yes, but still, we need to just find that balance.
Yeah, but it's priorities. And they've made decisions. They've got a specific goal that they're training towards. And if they want to excel at that goal, then they've got to make sacrifices and figure out how and where to fit it in. So, you know, I know of people that get in at 2+ hours of training before the rest of their family even wakes up. So they're not impacting their family, but they are making the sacrifice in order to achieve their personal goals.
There you go. So it can be done. When it comes to perfecting, we need to just find that balance and see what, when you ask yourself, when you are doing whichever it is that you choose to do to get your body in shape, what cost is it coming at? Is it coming at a cost from a personal perspective, from a relational, whatever it is? Who knows? But it's good to ask these questions, and we still encourage you to look good and to get fit, but it's just about the cost that could possibly potentially be involved. Alec comes to protect it, and I think I'm out of all these, I'm going to like this one the most. Protect your body.
Absolutely, and I think that's where we go. I've got two scripture verses there for us that are instructing us to nurture, care, and sanctify the body. So in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and you are not your own? You were bought at a high price. So then honor God and bring glory to Him in your body." So, I mean, you can't really get much clearer than that. So, you know, that it reminds me of that scripture that I refer to often in Proverbs. I think it's Proverbs 8 verse 19 or 19 verse 8. I'm not quite sure. But it says there that if you are not actively looking after your body, it's akin to committing suicide. You're a brother to him who commits suicide. It's, you know, it's your decision ultimately, and you've got to take responsibility for it. And then if there's another great verse in Ephesians 5:29, "No man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and carefully protects and cherishes it as Christ does the church." And that is the message that we're wanting to get across, is that you need to actively steward your body in a way that you can glorify the Lord, and that you can love yourself so that you can love and serve others. And we've touched on it so many times, the importance of your nutrition and your exercise in helping you achieve that. So today really was just giving you additional scriptural backing to that we are instructed to take action and to actively get involved in looking after our personal health and well-being. And the Lord wants you to have a victorious life. And you can't do that if you are suffering from some lifestyle, self-inflicted lifestyle disease. And yeah, we need to take ownership, own up for where we're at, and then make the necessary changes so that you can progress. And we've touched on this as well before, that it's never, ever too late to make that change, regardless of your age, your physical condition that you're in. You can make a change, a meaningful impact, by making those small, consistent improvements to your nutrition and your exercise, your physical activity.
Alec always says on almost a weekly basis, it's just look where you're at, start where you're at, and build towards where you want to be.
Yeah, you know, this, the smaller the steps are, the less likely you are to find excuses for not doing them. So I used to plan some mega workouts for myself on a Friday afternoon. And then I found out that I actually ended up missing them because I self-engineered extra work that needed to be done at work to keep myself out of them. So yeah, now when I have a big workout like that planned, I sort of trick myself into it by just getting started. And then once you started, you can build on it and keep going and keep going and really enjoy it.
Exactly. How are you on a Saturday and Sunday if you do these big workouts on a Friday? I'm sure that
Saturdays are, I do a 2-hour workout, have an awesome time, and then I go and have a nice snooze on the lawn in the sun.
There you go. That's how Alec does it. But I think also the nice thing about what we're discussing is you don't have to do this alone. You can do it with family, you can do it with your kids, you can do it with your spouse, you can do it with friends.
Yeah.
It's not a journey that you have to take on your own.
No, I mean, from my side, I train regardless, whether there's somebody with me or not. So my Saturday morning, as an example, I train from 8 to 10. If somebody wants to join me, then they're welcome and I enjoy having the company. But if they're not there, it doesn't stop me from training. I enjoy it. I can push myself and challenge myself without the need for somebody else. But I highly recommend, especially if you're starting out, that mutual accountability that you get from having a training buddy and somebody that's waiting for you, even when you don't really feel like it. Get out there and just get started.
Well, that is a fantastic discussion that we've had today with Alec. Thank you so much. If you want to find out more, you do have a website, Almighty Warrior.
Yeah, so they can go and look at almightywarrior.me, or they can look at Jokes Aside Fitness, which is the Greg's outdoor gym, which runs from our home. We have a lot of fun there.
Jokes Aside Fitness, but they have a lot of fun. That sounds a bit like an oxymoron, but yeah. It sounds good.
The name's good. Appropriate.
All right. Yeah. All right. Jokes aside, when you're picking up 45 kilogram.
You got some new toys yesterday. Toys. So yesterday was the first time I've done kettlebell swings with a 60 kilogram kettlebell.
All right. So if you feel like joining awesome. Alec, you can get in touch with him. Go to almightywarrior.me, and maybe that's something you want to do on a regular basis. Thank you so much, Alec. Great to have you in again.
Pleasure. Great to be with you.